many challenges. First of all, we have a very large number of indicators to monitor the Sustainable Development Agenda. The international community has identified 230 indicators, and this is an enormous burden for countries, of course. But not only we need data at national level, we need data also for the different population groups within a country, that we don't leave anyone behind. So this is requires even more detailed statistics at national level. Another key challenge is the fact that many of the indicators that have been identified are completely new and are not currently produced by the official statistics system at country level. And so for this indicator, of course, methodologies have to be agreed at international level, and statistical capacity has to be provided to countries in order to enable them to generate this type of information. Last but not least, we know that the 2030 agenda is a universal agenda, so you need to identify indicators that can be used both for developing and for developed countries. And in some cases, this is a real challenge.
Can you give us an example of one indicator, for example, that would work both for developing and developed countries?
For example, agricultural sustainability. Of course, this may mean different things for developing and developed countries, but of course, the effort to increase the productivity of the agricultural sector and to enable small farmers to live with their economic activity, while at the same time ensuring that this is done in a using sustainable farming practices is a common goal for both developing and developed countries. It can be implemented both in developed and in developed countries. Of course, the aspects that will need to be measured and highlighted may change according to the economic context, but the indicator is the same.
Because of the excellent work that FAO has been doing over the years, it has been proposed as a custodian UN agency for 21 of the 230 SDG indicators identified by the UN. What does that mean?
Well, being a custodian agency means quite a big responsibility in terms of, first of all, collecting data from countries, ensuring that these data are comparable, and then publish this information in an easy-to-access way, and produce regional and global aggregates. This is one aspect of this responsibility. The second one is to further the methodological development of the indicators, especially the indicators that for which an agreed international methodology is not been yet established. The third aspect is providing capacity development to countries in order to enable them to generate the data required to inform the indicators on a regular basis and a sustainable basis. And last but not least, the reporting, the analysis and the reporting on progress made by countries on and by the world as a whole on the achievement of the different targets and goals of the 2030 agenda.
I'd like to add a question on Africa, because there are a lot of reports coming out about hunger and food insecurity. There's even talk of famine in parts of Somalia and South Sudan. So when it will come to countries like those on the continent, when it will come to monitoring, will it have to be done differently? Are these countries under a special case?
Well, the monitoring of emergency or famine situation, of course, is a bit different from the monitoring of the SDGs, because this requires real-time information in order to enable immediate action. The SDGs are normally annual data, and so are more to understand the long-term progress of a country, whereas emergency situation, of course, require monthly data or daily data, and in order, as I said, and to be produced on a very timely in order to enable immediate action for guiding the intervention of the international community. Mm. So in a way, these are two different type of monitoring, and the type of data that are needed is also different.
How can making data available to rural farmers have an effect on ending hunger or bringing about sustainable development?
Well, data are not only needed by policymakers, but also by the private sector, the smallholders, for example. Having immediate knowledge of the prices of a crop can help farmers to decide on take their investment decision and to use efficiently their resources in order to increase the profitability of their activities. So producing timely information on prices, for example, can make a difference for the livelihood of a smallholder.
FAO does not only help countries monitor progress, but it also assists with policy. According to your agency, data by itself is only a starting point. Can you elaborate?
Well, data, as I mentioned, are critical for taking decision, both in the private sector and the public sector. Data are essential for designing good policies, and for not only for designing policies, but also for monitoring their impact. But are not sufficient. Of course, you need to conduct in-depth analysis on the data that you are collected and to establish what are the best practices in terms of policy intervention that can help to improve the situation and the problems that you have identified. And FAO provides both analytical support and policy advice to countries in order to address the problems that have been identified with this assessment exercise.
And finally, you're here in New York. Can you tell us a bit about why you're here and if you're here for a meeting, what your message was?
Well, we have our annual gathering. All the statisticians from countries and from the international organization gather once a year to discuss what are the best indicators to be used for monitoring progress. And in this case, of course, the Sustainable Development Agenda is one of the main agenda items for this meeting. The key decision that has to be taken is to endorse the list of indicators that have been proposed, and in order to enable countries and international organizations to start the implementation work. So it's very critical that this statistical commission comes to an agreement on the list of indicators that the international community agreed on for the monitoring of the 2030 agenda.
Do you believe that we could end hunger by 2030?
It's a big challenge. I think that what is necessary is to accelerate progress, especially in certain areas of the world, and especially targeting certain population groups, because the situation has improved quite significantly over the last 30 years, but there are still areas where hunger is still a very concrete problem, and as you mentioned before, certain parts of Africa are still experiencing famine situation. So this needs urgent attention by the international community in order to address this problem.